Welcome to Mornings with Ken. Hey, you know the routine. Go get that cup of coffee. Go get that virtual donut. Pull up a chair, kick off those shoes, have a seat, and stay a while. I'm really glad you're here. I am no longer a sports fan. That's right. You heard that correctly. I am no longer a sports fan. Let's talk about that. I grew up loving all sports. Oh, I shouldn't say that. Baseball, football, a little bit of basketball. Mainly football. Huge Cleveland Browns fan. Cleveland Indians fan. Love my Cleveland teams. But you know what? I really could care less about sports anymore. Now, growing up as a kid, especially with the Cleveland Browns, I lived for my Cleveland Browns. I cried when they lost. I rejoiced when they won. As a kid, if the Browns lost that Sunday, Monday going to school, I was sad and depressed. I thought life had come to an end. Oh, I live and died with my Cleveland sports teams. Now, for the Cleveland Indians, you know, growing up in the 70s and 80s, I was just used to them being losers. During that time, 70s and 80s, there was no hope for the Indians ever being good. But then the 90s came, and in the 2000s, the Cleveland Indians were successful to some extent. So I love my Indians. I love my Cleveland Indians, or should I say the Cleveland Guardians. So I was there for the Browns during the drive, the fumble, red right 88. I was there. I cried. I shouted. I rejoiced. I sat in the cold watching the Browns at the stadium and home openers for the Cleveland Indians. I was there watching the Cleveland Indians in the stadium when it was mostly empty. John Adams drumming his little drums. I was there in the stadium when nobody was there. I loved my Cleveland sports teams. I went downtown to be around the crowd when the Cavaliers won the championship. I was there downtown celebrating the year they won the championship. I've paid my dues. I'm past 50 now. Wait, I'm past 50. I put in my time. So I get to say that sports are meaningless to me now. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about why I am no longer a sports fan. And should we as a society put so much emphasis on sports? Let's talk about that right after this commercial.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota. And the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea.
Man, I love me some coffee. Oh, man, put some cream in that coffee. Oh, my gosh. I had a good cup of coffee the other day. I met some guys for coffee, and usually I get the light roast, but I got a dark roast. Oh, man, that coffee was so good. Ah, such good coffee. Hey, if you live in the Akron area, go stop by the Artisan Coffee Shop in Ellet, right there on Canton Road. Go get yourself a cup of coffee at the Artisan Coffee Shop. You won't regret it, I guarantee it. Hey, so I learned that I'm not alone. I am not alone by leaving sports. Well, for one thing, did you know sports? Sports is not a huge, sports is not as huge as the media would lead you to believe. Did you know that? If you think about it, from what you see on social media, television, you would think that Americans are obsessed with sports. Did you know that that's not true? As much as you would think, I was shocked to learn that most Americans are not huge sports addicts. Yeah. Well, let's look at some stats, okay? And this is pulled from the Pew Research Group and the Gallup poll. Pew Research and the Gallup poll. There's over 335 million people in the U.S. 335 million people living in the U.S. Of those, 62% of those people don't follow sports closely at all. Of the 335 million people in the U.S., 62% don't follow sports at all. Only 16% follow closely. 16% of the 335 million follow sports closely, which means about 4 hours a week. 4 hours a week. Only 16%. Now, granted, that's a lot of people. 16% of 335 million people is a lot of people. But percentage-wise, it's only 16% of people in the U.S. follow sports closely, and that only 4 hours a week. So if you watch one baseball game or a football game, that's about your 4 hours. Think about that. 4 hours a week. 4 hours a week makes you a sports fanatic. You follow it closely. You're part of that 16%. Now remember, 62% don't follow sports at all. 22% said they highly dislike sports. So 62% don't follow sports closely at all. 16% do follow it closely, at least 4 hours a week. 22% highly dislike sports. Wow, that's amazing. That is not what you would believe if you watch television and watch the news. That's why the sports on the news is only about a minute long. Think about that. You watch the evening news, sports gets about 1 minute of airtime. Interesting. Interesting. Let's look at some more stats. 51% of all Americans say sports gets too much media attention. 51% of Americans say sports gets too much media attention. More than half of the 335 million people living in the U.S. say sports, 51% say sports gets too much attention. All right, let's look at some more stats here, okay? of the 33% of Americans who watched the Super Bowl, only 14% watched more than an hour. Think about that statistic. Of the 33% of the Americans who just watched the Super Bowl a few months back, only 14% watched more than an hour. 33% of Americans who watched the Super Bowl, only 14% of those of that 33 watched more from 1 hour. That's not a lot. I mean, that speaks volumes. So what you see is the statistics are ringing true. 62% don't even follow sports. And one of the biggest, arguably the biggest game of the year, only 14% of the 33% that watched the game, only 14% watched more than an hour. That's crazy to think about. You think the Super Bowl, everybody in America is tuning in and watching the whole game from start to finish. That is not true. Only 14% watch an hour of it. Wow. So another stat I found was that, what do you think the number one sports for viewing? What sport has the most viewers? Okay, football. So football has 37% of the sports fans. Football, most people watch football. Next coming in at 11% is baseball, tied with basketball at 11%. So baseball and basketball draws the exact same percentage, 11%. What do you think comes next? You got football, baseball, basketball, soccer, 5%. Next, what do you think comes after soccer? What are the most popular sports in America? Hockey comes next at 4%. 4% hockey. Now, the last three that I'm going to mention were very, it comes like in a shocking order. What do you think comes next? What's the most popular sport after football, baseball, basketball, soccer, hockey? I thought this was strange. The next one is auto racing at 3%. Auto racing. I'm assuming probably NASCAR. Probably NASCAR. Auto racing, 3%. And I'm going to throw another one in. But what do you think comes after auto racing? Tennis, 2%. Tennis beats the next two. Tennis is more popular in America than these final two, both coming in at 1%. Boxing and golf. Actually, golf is 0.5%. Boxing is 1%. Golf is like 0.5%. Is golf. Boxing and golf come in last. And then after that, it's just a bunch of random sports you've never heard of. Swimming and... But I was surprised that auto racing beat out tennis, boxing, and golf. That surprised me for some reason. So that is some of your top-rated sporting events. I wanted to let's talk about some of the most watched television events. And I mean, this is coming off of like Wikipedia. I'm not sure how trustworthy Wikipedia is, but some of the most watched historical events coming at number one, the Apollo 11 landing, the moon landing, Apollo 11 coming number one. Number two, Live Aid comes in at number two. Now, three to ten, are all the Super Bowls. So some of the most watched events, only two of the top ten are not Super Bowl related. So you're going to say, well, Ken, see, that disproves your claim that nobody cares about sports. Aha, but pay attention. So, again, to repeat, number one, the Apollo 11 moon landing. Number two, Live Aid, the musical event in the 80s. Now, 3 through 10 are all different Super Bowls from different years. 2017, 12, 2016, 14, 2022, 2015, 2023, and 2024. So they're all Super Bowl events, right? But guess what? Out of those ratings for the big events, it was only due to the halftime shows. People tended not to turn on until the halftime show. And after the halftime show, the viewers dramatically dropped. So the biggest viewing time of the Super Bowl is only for the halftime show. Isn't that amazing? So in general, it proves my point. People don't really care about sports. They're watching the halftime show. I'm not. I can't stand the halftime shows. I wish they didn't even have a halftime show. So that definitely proves my point. And I also wanted, so this kind of leads into really the heart of my show today. What I really wanted to say, I don't think we should have sports scholarships. I don't think we should have them. I don't think we should offer sports scholarships. Now, I know there's some people out to say, but that's how some kids get a chance to go to college. Yeah, they get to go to college, right? That's okay, let's explore that. Of the people that get scholarships, sports scholarships to go to school, only 2% make it into the professional level once they graduate college. So of all the kids who got scholarships to go to college, to get full ride to college because of their athletic ability, they get sports scholarship, only 2% make it to the pro level. Out of that 2%, only 0.0001 make it more than one year in college. 0.00001% make it more than one year in their professional field, in the pros. So, was that scholarship worth it? Now, you may say, well, of course it was worth it. You know why? Because At least they got a degree. At least they got a degree. Well, let's explore that. Let's look at the degrees that most people that got a sports scholarship end up getting in college. So, little Susie and Mary and Johnny and Fred got sports scholarships, right, to go to college. These are the top, I didn't even count them, but these are some of the top degrees that people, kids who go to college on sports scholarships get. Let's explore these degrees, okay? All right. So, a liberal arts degree. Liberal arts degree. What do you do with that? What do you do with that? Okay. Next, art history degree. Okay. All right. Art history. Where are you going? Where are you going to work at? You went to college on your sports scholarship, and you graduated with an art history degree. What are you doing? Okay. Next, a communications degree. So when you don't make it as a pro, you think you could be a sportscaster? Yeah, because there's like a billion jobs in sportscasting, right? And you're all going to get the same job. Communications. What are you going to do? You're going to work for a large company it's a terrible degree. Computer science. Now, computer science 35 years ago would have been a good degree. Now, computer science, it's a worthless degree. It's worthless. Creative writing. Creative writing. Oh, gosh. So you graduated. The state funded your education because you were a great tennis star in high school, and you come away with a creative writing degree. Way to go, little Johnny. Sports education. You know what that means, sports education? That means you're a gym teacher. That means you're a gym teacher. All right. I'm glad you got a sports scholarship so you can be a gym teacher. Okay. There's nothing wrong with these careers, by the way. I'm just saying, was it worth the scholarship? Was it worth it? I don't know. A degree in ethics. A degree in ethics. Okay, because ethics, yeah, that's going to take you somewhere. I don't know where that's going to take you. Social studies. Oh, that's a good one, right? Hey, I have a degree in social studies. Because you're gonna solve a lot of problems. Because everybody who came before you with that degree in social studies have solved all the social ills. Fashion design. That's right. Fashion design. Everybody's going to be a famous fashion designer, right? You're all going to go to L.A. and New York, and everybody's going to be wearing your brand. No. Film, you're going to get a degree in film. Okay. Next, you're going to get graduate with a degree in languages. Degree in languages. I mean, I don't know what you do with that. Do you go work for the UN or I don't know what you do with a degree in languages. I could barely speak English, so I don't know what I would do. A degree in music theory. Hey, I got a degree in music theory. That's right, music theory. Let's do something with that degree. Meanwhile, the kid on TikTok is making $1 million and you got a degree in music theory. Theater, theater art, the arts degree in theater. Hey, there you go. There you go. That's going to pay the bills. That's going to pay the bills. I hope your scholarship paid your tuition in full, because if you try to live on a theater arts degree, yeah, that's a big fail. And I love this. A degree in travel. I don't even know what that looks like. You want to be a travel agent? A degree in travel. Okay. I'm not sure what you do with that degree, but good luck with that. Good luck with that. Yeah. I'm not sure what you do with that degree there. So there you have it. So was the scholarships worth it? Was the scholarships worth it? I would say no. And another, okay, we got to wrap this up here pretty soon. Of all the athletes, of all the top 10 sports, all the top 10 sports, 70 to 80% of all former pro athletes go broke after their careers come to an end. 70 to 80% of all athletes go broke after their careers have ended. So I ask you, were those scholarships worth it? Is sports worth our investment of our time? Is sports a wise use of our time? And lastly, before I end the show, the number one reason I am no longer a sports fan or could care less about sports, that the sports athletes tend to vote for the Democrats. That's it. Thanks for stopping by Mornings with Ken. On that note, I'm out. Bye.
Never fail or forsake you. That is what you said. Through fire and water, I will take you. That is what you said. So when you don't answer my prayer the way I think you should, I'm going to believe that you are up to something. Por eso cuando no contestas I'm gonna